get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm always joined by my good friend, my co-host, the global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How you doing today, my friend?
Dr. V, I'm good. I'm good. And hey, anytime that we have Dr. Christine with us, she is the gas pedal. So this is going to be an exciting show, Dr. V.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other way. Well, listen, you know that we only bring you the best and the brightest right here on Civility 360, and we want to show you civility from a 360-degree angle. So, Dr. Christina Kozacek, how are you today?
I am good. Enjoying this Carolina weather of humidity and 90 degrees right now. So, yes, great.
All I'm going to say to you is I live in the A to the Z, and we don't have no humidity.
I know. I've been there. I love it.
Fire, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we don't want to belabor the time. We want to dive right on in because we have a power-packed show for you today. Dr. Christine, can you tell the listening and viewing audience who they are actually listening to today?
You are listening to Dr. Christine Kozacek, the world's largest culture of honor organization owner and sustainable life literacy owner in the world. I am a women's sustainable life literacy expert.
And you know what? And Dr. V, her expertise is now reaching 17 to 18 nations, expanding, and I'm telling you, as the Icon Accelerator of the Year, last year, Dr. Christine, what happened to Every Girl Wins? You took that thing in the midst of a COVID season and you grew it. Mm-hmm. How did you accelerate this initiative for Every Girl Wins so much in a year where others were going the other way? You hit the gas and went the other way.
You know, Sir Carlo Rivers, what I had to do when the COVID hit is, you know, like so many, I had to stay still for a moment and realize what my vision was and what my mission was and continue going after that vision and mission for the females of the world. You know, there's sometimes it's okay to be quiet and stand back and realize, you know, what you need to do. And that was in the beginning of COVID. And what I did for that was I went on to, you know, build this organization. And I have International Every Girl Wins representatives. About the end of last year, about September, October of last year, I decided to bring in others for the organization to help with the organization, called International Every Girl Wins Representatives. And when I did that, it exploded. And what I know is you can't do it alone. You have to have help in your organization in order for it to grow.
Wow. Dr. V.
Well, listen, Linda. I hope that you're picking up what Dr. Christine is actually putting down. The nuggets that she's dropping right now is to help you to understand that the road is long, but you don't have to go alone. And when you find yourself bringing people with you, you will be able to go further, faster. So as we talk about Every Girl Wins, Dr. Christine, what I want you to share is how, number one, did Every Girl Wins start? Why did it start, and where are we headed?
It's a funny story. Well, I was in Guyana with some delegates, including Sir Clyde Rivers, and we were sitting in the lobby of the Ramada. Is it the Ramada Inn?
Yep.
And Sir Clyde Rivers and I were sitting there talking, and I was telling him my story. of my life, you know, where I've been and, you know, how I've created what I've created today. And he looked, every girl wins. I was like, that's it. Every girl wins. So that's how it was created. The name itself. And, you know, he and I have worked together and to bring, you know, this to where it is now, as organizing, you know, curriculums and organizing, you know, different things in the organization. And where it's going now is we're going more than 17 countries. We are expanding, you know, all over the world with the help of, you know, the International Every Girl Wins reps. I said they are my rock in this because they see my vision and they see my mission. And, you know, and just, you know, building it to be able to help, you know, just not the girl child, but the women of the world. And helping, you know, the girl child, we just recently sponsored a girl child in Kenya to go back to school. So that is one of the things that we're very passionate about. And bringing sustainable life literacy into these countries. And that's what we're working more on now, is bringing those, that sustainable life literacy into, you know, all these countries that I have International Every Girl Wins representatives with. Right now we are working with Dr. Golan, which is the former UN ambassador of Suriname. We are bringing that into that country of the Caribbean. She's actually my chief advisor for the Caribbean. So we are going in there and, you know, and building the Caribbean with sustainable life literacy and entrepreneurship programs in that organization. So that's what we're doing. And it's a huge vision, but I'm lucky enough to have people in my life and my organization to see that vision as I see it.
And you know what? And ladies and gentlemen, she's a humble lady. She, hear this, you haven't heard her story. At age 13, she was pregnant and she was supposed to mount to nothing. And her passion, and if you watch her organization, every woman is empowered in the organization. And that is leadership. And it's expanding. And if you ever hear her speak, her story to empower people comes from a life lived. And she has an amazing husband, Ron, man, just one of the best men that you'll meet, that is supportive, loving, nurturing, and the founder of our Male Civility. And I want to say she's humble. Dr. Christine would never tell you that those kind of things from a point of actually feeling sorry for herself. She has raised the bar, and you know what? And I was shocked. I get a call one day, and she tells me the actual UN organization called to have her speak, and that was because of her work. So just she's very humble, but this is what she's accomplished.
Absolutely. You know what, Dr. Christine, I've watched your work, you know, over the years, and I'm super grateful for how you tell the story. Many people will never know what you've experienced, but because of who you are and how you show up to the world, people begin to have hope. And when you're able to bring hope to a village, when you're able to bring hope to a region, a country, an island, you're able to do that. You're transforming generations. And to us, when we talk about being world civility ambassadors and helping people and being global civility icons, these are tags and titles because of work that has been done. This is not something that you can purchase. This is not a slot machine thing. This is a lifelong, living document, breathing entity. The world's largest culture of honor has deemed Dr. Christina Kozacek as the Global Civility Icon Accelerated Civility Initiative of the Year. You don't get that by happenstance. So I want to just literally salute you. I want to thank you. I want you to know that you are appreciated. The work that you are doing is so vital in our world. There are three words that I want to ask you. When you hear them, what do they mean to you? And those three words are kindness, love, and compassion. Talk to me.
Wow. Love, kindness, and compassion. That's what the world needs more of. Because if you have love, kind, and compassion, it can change a person's life. Because you never know what that person is going through on that day. And sometimes they may just need a kind smile. Sometimes they need compassion of, you know, of something of helping them with. But love, kind, and compassion to me, you know, it just doesn't mean, you know, civility. It doesn't mean just civility, but it means sometimes it can mean a life. Because we never know what someone is going through. We never know because so many people hide it. And so many people hide it well.
That is extremely good because there are people around the globe right now, even as we are talking, who are contemplating committing suicide, who are in the process of thinking about depression and anxiety and all of these different things. And just a kind word, just a gentle smile, just a little bit of compassion can change the trajectory of their life.
Wow.
So I'm thankful for how you're showing up. When we talk about her right, I want you to jump on and tell us about her right. Help us to understand that.
So I have a story behind her right. You know, I was awarded, it was in my name from I Change Nations called Her Right. And when I was asked to speak to the UN, so I'd done some research. And when I'd done some research on her right to see if there was a definition of her right, there was no definition of her right. And if you Google it, you Google her right, it's more like her right, you know, kind of like she deserved whatever she got, you know, in that way. And I consider that as a negative thing. So I created a definition for that. It is her right to freedom and equity from birth till death. It is her right for freedom and equity, maybe worldwide, from birth till death.
Come on.
So it is her right to education. It is her right to health care. It is her right to create her own economy to ensure that she grows. It is her right to entrepreneurship. It's her right to own her own body. It is her right for someone not to touch her body and for her to have the freedom to speak about what she wants in her life. That is what her right is about.
And Dr. V, I'm going to interject. If you could have heard her on that speech, she killed it at the UN. Man, I'm telling you, I got to get just man, when she was speaking, it just everyone else was good. Dr. Christine took the stage. My goodness, that thing ignited like a fire. And then all these people begin to contact her after. And see, part of that is when you're in your passion, I always tell people, speakers have to watch out for one thing, being so intellectual that they're speaking, but no one can feel your heart. Dr. Christine, when she speaks, you can hear her heart and her wisdom in it. And I'm telling you, that presentation that day set that thing ablaze. I was listening in. So thank you for sparking a new narrative. And Christine, I want to ask you a question. As a pioneer leader of women, because her movement is different. Her movement isn't women's right. It's her right. Does that mean and it's a difference because she's actually fighting for and I'm not saying it's different in a wrong way or the other one's bad or this way's good. I'm saying she wants to empower people with entrepreneurship so they won't have to depend on any institution. So as a pioneer leader, Dr. Chris, What are the challenges that you face?
The challenges that I faced is getting to people when they don't have the internet access to be able to get to them. And for the entrepreneurship part, is the thing that is the biggest challenge for entrepreneurs is when you get into these other countries, so many of them want to go global, but they're not a global, a business to be able to go global. They're more of a community-based business. And the other part that the challenge of entrepreneurship for these girls and for these women that wants the entrepreneurship, what they have a problem with is, the packaging and being able to sell these products to the world, because in some countries it's so expensive just to get it shipped to another country. So that's the problem with entrepreneurship with so many of these countries is because the cost of postage and branding and just training them on the right way to ship for the entrepreneurship. That's the biggest thing, for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm thoroughly excited because most people are not willing to go the distance. Everybody wants to start something, but not many people want to be there to finish it. And what I am super excited about is watching you multiply this effort, watching you exponentially grow this effort, because it is going to live beyond you. And most people can't think from that lens. It's called a 30,000 foot lens for a reason, because you see it bigger than what it is. You see it bigger than a person. And I'm challenging everyone that's listening and watching to us today to recognize that whatever is placed within you, it starts with you, but it doesn't end with you. Mm-hmm. Build the stage, build the platform, and allow it to transcend your time and your space. It may take time, but that's all right, because anything worth having is worth fighting for and worth developing. Stay in your lane and build that highway so that others can drive on that highway. I hope that you all are picking up what we're putting down. Mm-hmm. Dr. Christine, let me ask you this question. What is the most challenging thing that you have had to face since starting Every Girl Wins?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. Nothing.
Wow.
Absolutely nothing. Because there's one thing that I know. When you listen to God's calling, and he knows that that's your calling, and you finally listen to him, doors open that you would never imagine. And that has what's happened to me. I wake up every morning living and breathing this organization. I work this organization every single day, plus my other business every single day. I live and breathe this. But when you know your calling, because God continues giving you that little thing inside of you that says, this is what you need to do. This is what you're meant to do. This is what you were born to do. And when you finally listen to that calling, you will never have to worry. You will never have to struggle, because doors will continue opening for you. So absolutely nothing, Professor Joseph.
Wow. And Dr. V, Dr. Christine has there's one thing when I met the president of Membruni for the first time, I said, Mr. President, why do you want me to help you? He says, because you have a clean heart. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Christine has a clean heart towards everyone. There's no, because at a certain point, a messed up heart cannot let God's light through.
Come on now.
And at a certain point, your heart, your heart work shows, and then other agendas will show up. So I can truly say that any culture, any race, any country, anywhere, Dr. Christine will treat everyone the same. And that's hard to find these days. And also this, I've done this work all over the world to actually do the work with no hidden agenda behind. Mm-hmm. And that's why I know Every Girl Wins will go so far, because the motive is to empower, not to enslave, mm-hmm. encourage and build others. And that's why I know her stage and her platform will grow and grow, because the heart is pure. Over to you, Dr. V.
All day, every day, all gas, no brakes. Dr. Christina Kozacek, the Global Civility Icon, Accelerated Civility Initiative of the Year. You heard it right here on Civility 360, folks. And I am super excited about what the future holds. If you are watching this broadcast and you're like, how do we get to learn more about her? How do we partner with her and her organization? Make sure that you find Dr. Christina Kozacek. She's not hiding. So you can Google her and everything you need to know will pop up. You can go to the Productive Business Magazine, and I'd be remiss if I didn't open this spread and show you this wonderful article on Dr. Christina Kozacek. She is one of the top 30, the best of the best. I Change Nations, Global Stability Icon. I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Christine, for being a genuine person. Thank you so much for taking your initiative around the globe and continuing to expand. I look forward to working with you, alongside you, to do whatever it is that God has shown you that you're supposed to do. We are thoroughly excited to have you as part of the I Change Nations team. And there is no limitation when Dr. Christina Kozacek is in the building. That's what I have to say. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Remember this, folks. If you're going to live, you might as well live a life full of civility. And civility starts within you. Now go forth and spread it all around the globe. Thank you all so much. Dr. Christine, do you have any parting words for the people today?
Thank you for watching. Thank you for, listening to us. And, you know, go out there, female or male, and assure that every girl wins. Thank you.
That's it. You heard it right here on Civility 360. Blessings, peace, productivity, but most of all, civility to you all. Have a great and wonderful. 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 Have a great and wonderful.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.